Welcome to another edition of Resonate with Edgil and Davis. I'm Owen Edgil.
And I'm
David Davis.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. You didn't cross my fingers, but I'm good.
Oh, well, yeah. You're the one with the sausage fingers. So you keep saying.
Yeah, say no more.
How's things?
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, good. Yeah, had a good week,
back from holiday.
Right. Good for you. Good for you.
So refreshed.
Yeah. Got a nice tan as well, man.
On my palms.
Cool. Let's get started. As we say.
Yes, please. What are you going to hit me with this week?
Don't you think we live in a strange world, a strange society? And I say that because, for some strange reason, it seems to get everyone to focus on IQ and not EI or EQ. So EQ, emotional quotient.
Right.
EI, emotional quotient.
Quotient, okay, yeah.
Or EI, emotional intelligence.
Can I stick to intelligence?
Of course you can, yeah.
Because I can say that.
All right. So it gets us to focus on IQ.
Mm-hmm.
IQ as in, like, academia and that kind of intelligence, but not the opposite one, which is the
emotional
one. Okay. And as a result, we operate in a society where you've got a majority of people who are bright academically.
Yeah.
But at the same time, those same bright people, when I say bright, you know, they can navigate the way around mathematics and geography and tell you about this and tell you about that, right?
Like you,
if you want to say that. They can navigate the way around that side of life, but the emotional side of life, they can't. And that's primarily, in my opinion, because we live in a society that doesn't get us to focus on that side of our lives, to the point where I believe that should come first and then the IQ second. So the strap line for me is IQ alone won't save us. What's your take on that?
So what you're saying, between the EI or EQ and the IQ, which is kind of what we all know about,
yeah,
but less people know about the emotional intelligence aspect.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying is, from what I'm kind of gathering, is there has to be a balance between the two.
Yeah, there has to be a balance. Because right now, there's an imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
There's an imbalance.
I get that.
You just go walk down the street and you'll see people to one degree or another who will testify that in terms of the way they are.
Okay. Yeah.
Their emotions aren't right. So you'll either see people who are lugubrious down at the mouth, or anxious, or angry, or frustrated. We see that all the time. It's quite prevalent, isn't it?
Well, it's a day-to-day aspect we all.
Yeah, yeah.
We all have.
Yeah, and that, for me, is primarily because those people, I include myself in the sense that we're never shown or taught how to be emotionally intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
From as young as we can remember, we're taught the alphabet, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We go into primary school and all that kind of stuff, and it's focused on this and focused on that. But it's not focused on
to get you to have the nice car and
That's right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say anything about the emotional side of our lives.
Okay.
And I believe, it's just my opinion, from what I see and from what I saw in myself back in the day, before I became emotionally intelligent, that there's just an imbalance. So, in other words, you will see certain people who are academically bright And as a result of being academically bright, they've got what this society calls success.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the degree and whatever it is. But those same people, right, if you speak to them on a one-on-one and ask them, are they really, really happy, they would say no. Because how can they be when they've not worked on the emotional side of themselves?
Mm-hmm.
They've worked on the academic side of themselves, and as a result, that's why they've got the degree and that, all that kind of stuff. But they've not worked on the emotional side of themselves. So even those people that show up to be all right and look all right, in terms of the material aspect of what they've got.
Yeah, they've got the nice car.
Yeah.
They've got the house, detached house, double garage.
All that kind of stuff.
Got, you know, the good, what you see is a good job.
Right.
Going on holiday.
Right.
All of those things.
Yeah.
But deep down, emotionally,
they're defeated.
There's something kind of missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they, I suppose when you look at it that way, they're constantly striving to better themselves. They're constantly striving to not just better themselves, but to possibly also be better than the next door neighbour, or constantly striving to be better than their friend.
Right.
And the fact is, what is that all about? What is
right.
that? Because society's told you academically,
right.
once you've got this particular level,
right.
you still need to get more and more and more.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you're still driving for more and more
right,
and more.
Right.
And is there any real reason that you need to drive for more and more and more? But you, if you had the intelligent, the emotional intelligence,
right.
you'd be able to go, why do I need more and more and more?
Spot on.
Why do I need to keep striving?
Spot on.
Why do I need to keep myself, you know, away from my children for, you know, another 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Right.
Because I've got my head buried.
Right.
Because this is society's told me, you've got to work hard.
Yeah.
You've got to have that mortgage. And the mortgage that you've got, because you've come from a two-bedroom council house.
Right.
You now want a four, five-bed
right.
detached house.
Right.
And a double garage to go with it.
Right.
But why?
Yeah.
If you're emotionally balanced, this is what I'm kind of gleaning, if you're emotionally balance with that emotional intelligence,
right.
therefore you should be able to go, I'm comfortable with my three-bedroom house.
Right.
I'm comfortable with my wife, my family, my friends.
Right.
I'm comfortable with the two holidays a year. Why do I need more and more and more and more? Why
yeah.
do I need to strive for more and more?
Yeah.
Because the more I try and strive for, getting myself depressed, stressed, overworked, and all those other anxiety things that life brings with you.
Right.
The more you try and strive for it, you never get to where you really want to be.
Right.
Unless you're emotionally in tuned.
Spot on. Spot on.
And you know what? Before this conversation, I wouldn't have kind of got what you're trying to say.
Right. Right.
But
that's
yeah.
exactly it. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. We're in a situation, to one degree or another, we're in a situation where we're constantly, because of that, for want of a better phrase, because of that conditioning of go to school, get good grades, that kind of thing, get a job, as you mentioned, and all the rest of it. But nobody's telling those young children at that time, us at that time, you need to be emotionally sophisticated. You need to be able to control your emotions so you don't get stressed, so you don't get anxious, so you don't get... So you're lacking in assertion, your self-esteem and confidence is low. You need to work on that to get that on a level and dovetail that with your academia or whatever education you've got.
You've
got that balance
yeah.
and you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But it's lopsided. It's lopsided.
Yeah.
And so what we find is, as you mentioned, people are more miserable when they've got that success because they're saying... Well, I thought all I needed to do was just get this degree or get this level of education and get this job and everything and do all what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got all what I've got, but I'm still not happy.
Yeah.
That's where the emotional side comes into it, D. And not many people are like that, so therefore, they can't take anything... They take things for granted, as in, like, well, I can't show my emotions that I'm unhappy... that have got all this success
mm-hmm.
because people will say, Well, you've got what you've got. So you've got yeah.
What's the problem?
So in a way, nobody can be depressed in that regard to say, look, I've got all this stuff, but why am I still not happy?
Mm-hmm.
Because the way the society is, it says, well, all you need to get is that stuff. It's not saying the reason why you're not happy is because you've never been working on your emotions. Yeah. You've never been shown how to work on your emotions because the school curriculum, the university curriculum, puts more onus on passing that exam, getting that grade, than it does to say to those individuals, look, you've got to have a balance. You've got to have a balance.
So I'm kind of, because you're talking about the school curriculum,
yeah.
I'm kind of saying or thinking in my head at the same time, mm-hmm. is, are you saying it should start from a young age where as soon as a child is able to kind of, I suppose, show their emotions
mm-hmm.
or highlight their emotions to their parents,
right.
their parents should reciprocate that
yeah.
by growing their emotion in intelligent talk,
right.
in saying, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself and don't... And I'm not saying academically, you don't say to your kids, don't do well in school, but at the same time, you know what, if it comes... If you understand what the teacher's saying, as an example, if you understand what the teacher's saying, great. But if you don't worry about it.
Right.
Because all you'll do is stress yourself out.
Right.
It will come in time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And say to the teacher, I don't understand.
Right.
Or come back to us and right. say, we don't understand. And then that's starting to make them think emotionally of an intelligence, that they're not stupid, they're not thick.
Right.
It's just that they might be a little bit slow,
right.
but to ask the question, and then they're going to start to grow, highlighting certain things that they don't understand emotionally.
Right.
For them to ask that question to get the answer that they need,
mm-hmm.
and in their own time, they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
But if they don't ask the question, it's, I'm no good, and then I'm useless, I'm not coming up to expectations of what my mum wants, my dad wants, my grandparents want, whatever it may
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
And then that grows with them to be an adult, but they still don't understand how to develop that emotion, because if they haven't had that growing up,
yeah.
they're not going to succeed as an adult. And as you quite rightly say, and this is probably why a great deal of us, I suppose, are suffering with depression, with anxiety, with
right.
stress.
Right.
Because we're constantly striving, but we don't know what we're striving for, because we're not happy. When we get there, we're not happy.
Yeah, right.
Even when we get to what we believe is the top job, CEO, you know, company director, are you really... You just want to strive for that next job,
right.
The next big pay packet.
Yeah.
Well, what's he going to give you?
Right.
Another jet?
Right.
I don't know.
Good point you make, though, in terms of... the parents being such a way with the children.
Mm-hmm.
Really good point, because if the parents aren't emotionally sophisticated, if the parents haven't got that emotional intelligence, they're not going to be able to pass that on to the children. This is the point I'm trying to make, Dee. This is how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a parent, right?
Yeah.
I'm a parent. If you're not emotionally sophisticated in terms of you've never been told how to be emotionally intelligent, how then can you pass that on to your children? So all you're passing on to your children is you.
Yeah.
Is who you are. Know. Right?
And you only know what you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So unless you're one of the few who are emotionally intelligent as a parent, then you're not going to pass on that emotional intelligence to your child.
Yeah.
So therefore, it should be, and I mentioned the word school curriculum and that kind of stuff, therefore it should be embedded into that. So when that young child goes into that environment from day one,
mm-hmm.
it's not just double maths and double geography. It's double, right, let's work on stress, let's work on anxiousness and anxiety and mm-hmm. Assertion. And yeah. self-esteem. Let's work on that together with that. So when we do grow up, we're either, oh, academia's not for me, but it's cool. but because I'm still emotionally intelligent, so I'm going to be all right. Yeah, yeah. Or academia is for me, and I've also got my emotional intelligence. And then you'll find, as you mentioned, it won't be a case of striving and striving and striving for something that we think is going to bring us, to use that word, that emotional freedom or salvation. Mm-hmm. Because when we do get it, we're never happy, are we? You think about it. Look at your own life. You look at your own life. We've all had a goal of some sort. And to one degree or another, that we've reached that goal. But once we've reached it, it's like...
Is that it?
Is that it? And that's because of that. And that's because of that emotional intelligence, as you said, to say, well, why do I want to do that? Why do I want to strive for this? Why do I... That's not to say that we don't have to have any ambition or anything. It's just a case of being in a situation where you're saying, I really don't want to do this because of X, Y, Z, and I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
And you've used your emotional intelligence to come to that conclusion, as opposed to thinking, no, I've got to go down this road. And when I do go down this road, it doesn't make me feel good. Blindly. Yeah, blindly, yeah. It doesn't make me feel good. And as a result of not making me feel good, I then go into depression. I then go into high anxiety. Primarily because nobody's saying, don't be putting any too much focus on the academic side. There needs to be a balance. I have a friend of mine who works in the university in a pastoral type care role.
Okay.
And he says to me often that the amount of students who come to him for advice and guidance on certain things, but most of them are coming for advice and guidance on how to be emotionally intelligent. I'm too stressed, I can't concentrate on my work, I've no confidence to sit in a group with people, I'm not assertive enough to speak my truth in a group of people, but yet I've got through the curriculum to get to a point now where I'm at a university. Do you know what I mean? So there's that imbalance, and it's quite sad, Dick.
Something just kind of dropped as you've said that as well.
Yeah.
If you are fortunate enough, because of your intellectual intelligence, to be
of your parents, because it starts with them, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does. Of course it does. But if you've got to the stage in life where you are a CEO, you are a boss of X amount of people, and you haven't got that emotional intelligence, therefore, looking at them, and you're demanding more and more from those individuals as well.
You mean the staff?
The staff.
Right, yeah.
Because you're not connected emotionally with them.
Right.
And they're not connected emotionally with you. It's just you've got that demand, like, this is what I want, this is what I need. They're going to think, I can't cope with this. He doesn't understand how I'm feeling because he hasn't got that emotional intelligence connection.
Right. Spot on.
With them. So it feeds down, not just for you, the individual.
Yeah.
But it feeds down for the people around you.
Right,
if
right.
indeed you've been successful enough to get to that number one spot. Or
right.
A supervisor spot or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. That's a good point. If the owner of the organisation, if the manager or the leader of that department isn't emotionally switched on, and in most cases they're not, and that's not saying it detrimental, because we live in this society that doesn't get us to focus on it,
then
that's going to funnel down to the staff. And because the staff aren't emotionally intelligent to one degree or another, then they're going to feel disempowered. Then they're going to feel even more stressed. Then they're going to go off sick.
Well, maybe you've got the one staff that knows, has got emotional intelligence, and he's thinking, why am I working here?
Right.
And he's a good guy, good girl, and then you've lost them.
But then he'll find himself or herself in a similar situation wherever they go.
Possibly, yeah.
Because the vast majority of individuals are emotionally intelligent.
So we're feeling it, so we're seeing this more and more and more.
Yeah.
Through depression.
Right.
Through stress.
Right.
Through anxiety.
Yes.
Through the imbalance.
Right. Self-esteem, lack of self-esteem. All of those things.
Yeah.
Are contributing to why people aren't feeling great, and it's primarily because it's not inbuilt into the school curriculum from a very, very young age.
Or, I mean, yes, nowadays there are books on parenthood. Yes, there are websites you can point to on parenthood, but I don't know whether they trigger into emotional intelligence for your children. But the facts are, as you quite rightly said, it's not just down to the schools, it's down to the parents.
Right. Well, do you just mention books, right? And there are books that were written in the 1930s, 1920s, mm-hmm. talking about emotional intelligence. Really? So this is not a new phenomenon. It's not new in the sense that we need to be emotionally balanced. It's always been there. And for some strange reason, I'm not getting into conspiracy theories, but for some strange reason, it's not funneled down.
Yeah, we've lost it.
Even though it's always been there, dear. It's just, I can't understand it. And not only that, it'll just have a knock-on effect on the economy, on the health service, because more people are seeking help with their emotions, that kind of thing. And that's primarily because nobody's showing them how to be emotionally intelligent from a very, very young age.
As a society, we just lost. Yeah.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sad. You know, you've got, like I say, you've got children, grandchildren, right? Likewise. And so when they go into their world on their journey, if they're not getting that information from you or I or from yourselves, where are they getting it from then? So then they're going to be in that majority of people who have been told to strive for academia but forget about your intelligence. And then we wonder why our children are depressed and stressed and anxious.
And more and more.
And moody, and it's happening more and more.
Suicides, and I mean...
Exactly.
It's dramatic, I know, but this happening out there today as we speak.
Yeah. Good point.
Because of that lack of help with emotional intelligence.
Yeah, yeah. So, to bring this thing down for a landing, D, the strap line, IQ alone won't help us, is a serious strap line in the sense that we've all got to get a grasp of it so we can at least pass it on to those around us to try and make our own difference, and then eventually it might well spread out, it filters out, and we're going to be all right. So on that note, from me, Owen Edgell, you need to say a few words, don't forget.
Yeah, I always say those few words, yeah. So from me, David Davis, before we kind of close down, I'd just like to say three things. Please, like, if you do. If you don't, make a comment. It's fine. Subscribe, and please share. Thanks very much.
Bye for now.